right, we'll get convened here. We've got a consortium that thinks it's a 10:30 or after, for sure. This hearing, it is November 12, 2008, at 10:30 or after here in room 423 in the Capitol Building in Pierre, South Dakota. We're here to address consumer complaints. The complaints listed, I should mention that I'm joined today by my fellow commissioners, Commissioner Dusty Johnson and Commissioner Gary Hansen, and I am Commissioner Steve Kolbeck. And the consumer complaints are number one in the matter of the complaints filed by Mr. Gary Loudner in docket CE 08-001, 08-003, 08-004, 08-005, and 08-006. We will take these complaints one at a time. First of all, let's check the line to make sure who's with us. Kenna Hagen for Black Hills Power.
Yes, present with Christy Schmidt.
Thank you. And Ms. Siebold, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Mr. Commissioner.
All right, thank you. And George Thompson?
Yes, Mr. Commissioner, I'm here.
All right, and Tom Simons.
Tom Simmons, and I'm here with Mary Lawrence, Mr. Commissioner.
All right, thank you. And I knew that. I'm having a little trouble with tomato today. So, and we are joined in the crowd with some other folks, and we will take them as they present. So, first of all, we'll start with the complaint filed by Mr. Gary Loudner, Black Hawk, South Dakota, against Black Hills Corporation regarding electrical outages. Staff has filed a request that the commission hear a motion to dismiss at its November 12, 2008 meeting. So today we will discuss that. Today's questions for all of these dockets will be, shall the commission grant staff's motion to dismiss or motions of summary judgment in the above referenced dockets? So first of all, we'll start with Black Hills, or Mr. Loudner. Staff, or Mr. Loudner, are you with us today? Yeah. So, Mr. Loudner, we'll give you one more chance. If you're on the line, please respond. Okay. If not, we'll turn to staff.
You know what? I would look to the parties that filed the motions to dismiss or the motions for summary judgment. So I think Ms. Kenna Hagen is on the line. I would look to her.
All right. Ms. Hagen?
Mr. Chairman, might I butt in for 1 minute, if I might? I would note, too, that the commission followed a procedure we've done in some other cases in the past, and following up on the way the circuit court sometimes handle motions to dismiss, when it appears to a court or to a agency that the issues raised by the motions go beyond the precise parameters of a motion to dismiss and wander a little bit into factual territory, then it's appropriate for a tribunal to consider that motion as a motion for summary judgment, and that's done not infrequently in the court system. And we did that here, and that particular notice was on behalf of the commission itself, that we gave notice to everyone, including complainant, that we were, if to the extent necessary, that we were going to consider these motions to dismiss as motions for summary judgment. So just to make that clear, that's the nature of what we have here and what we've noticed for today.
And Commissioner Hansen, you're on the line, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm here.
I just wanted to make sure.
And
I appreciate your checking.
Commissioner Kolbeck, you know, before we dive in to the merits, I mean, let's double-check with staff and make sure that we didn't hear anything from Mr. Loudner about him not being able to join at this time. So, I mean, we certainly want to make reasonable accommodation if such is needed.
Mr. Loudner did call yesterday and left a message on the main office line, and he indicated he will not be participating today. He may seek relief in a different court, he indicated, but he will not be here today.
Okay, so his telephone is definitely working, and he has power after the blizzard, so that he could have made an effort to be here today.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Did he give any any reasoning for why he felt as though this arena wasn't the best place for him to seek relief?
That it was a waste of time, that he would be humiliated and didn't care to do that, and he does not believe that your phone system works well enough to participate telephonically.
Okay, thanks.
All right. And with that, we'll turn to the phone line here. Ms. Hagen, if you'd like to comment on the Black Hills Power CE08-001 complaint, you're welcome to.
Yes, this is Kenneth Hagen representing Black Hills Power. We had filed our motion to dismiss on June 30th, and citing basically, you know, the complaint fails to state a claim for which relief can be granted, and pursuant to our Black Hills Power's tariff, we're not required and we do not guarantee, you know, continuity of electrical service. So as a matter of law, his complaint fails. We also followed up with a motion for summary judgment after the last open meeting that was held, and that was filed on November 7th. And even taking into account that the allegations set forth in the complaint for the purpose of the pleading, if you were to say all that were true, it still fails as a matter of law, and relief cannot be granted. So pursuant to our motions, we request that our motion to dismiss or any alternative motion for summary judgment be granted against the complaint filed by Mr. Bellner.
All right, thank you. One thing I forgot to mention is we do have a court reporter on site here. She is taking notes, so please try to speak clearly and loudly into your phone and also the microphone here at the Capitol. Should we go on to the next complaint then? In the matter of the complaint by Mr. Loudner against Mid-Continent Communications regarding telephone outage. Mr. Kennedy, would you like to comment?
Good morning. Excuse me, Commissioners and staff. Brett Kennedy from Mid-Continent Communications. We filed a motion to dismiss and attached a filing or a document created by Tom Simmons on behalf of Mid-Continent. We would ask that you would consider that as a motion for summary judgment under Rule 56 and as found in the Commission's notice of hearing and notice of the manner in which it would consider Mr. Loudner's complaint. We would ask you to follow through. We believe there's absolutely no issue of material fact and that judgment as a matter of law would lie for Mid-Continent.
Thank you, Mr. Kaneke. The next one is the matter of a complaint filed by Mr. Gary Loudner against Quest Corporation regarding a telephone outage. Is Quest representative Ms. Siebel?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, this is George Thompson. I'm in-house counsel with Quest. I don't have much to add to the pleading that's already been filed with the commission, and certainly do not object to the commission treating this as a motion for summary judgment, vice our motion to dismiss the complaint. I would point out that although Mr. Loudner has had plenty of opportunities to identify facts which would support his complaint, he has to date failed to do so. I would remind the commission that Ms. Siebel executed an affidavit in this matter where she has sworn that she contacted Quest network personnel and public policy personnel responsible for monitoring and reporting E911 outages. And those personnel have reported there was no Quest E911 outage in Pennington County and or Rapid City during the month of February 2008. I'm sorry, you had a question, Commissioner?
No, I didn't say anything.
In any event, I would also reference Mr. Simmons' letter to the Commission in which he supports Quest's position in this case as well. And having said all that, Commissioners, Mr. Chairman, I'd ask that you grant the motion for summary judgment.
All right. Thank you. We will continue on then in the matter of a complaint filed by Mr. Gary Loudner against SDN Communications, and this is regarding a telephone outage also.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Margo Northrup from the Ryder Rogers Law Firm in Pierre. I am here on behalf of South Dakota Network LLC, doing business as SDN Communications, and also Golden West Telephone. And Mr. Commissioner, with your permission, I would address both of those at this time.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I also have Bill Houston with me today. He's the Director of Business Development from SDN Communications. If you have any questions from him. I just want to mirror what the rest of the parties have said in this matter. We have filed this pleading pursuant to 15-6-12B, which is the motion to dismiss, or in the alternative, the summary judgment standard. We've also included supporting affidavits in both the Golden West and the SDN matter. I think that you can consider those affidavits under the summary judgment statutes. What those affidavits say is that Mr. Loudner is not a customer of either SDN or Golden West, and there's no cause of action that he has identified or could identify that would allow him to seek relief. So we are asking that you would grant the summary judgment motion for both SDN and Golden West. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Northrup. And that completes all of the companies that are named in these dockets. Is there anyone else wishing to comment on any of these dockets? Anyone? If not, Commissioner, questions?
I would ask for staff's take if they have a different take than what's been stated.
Ms. Simler.
Thank you. I agree with the statements made by the parties. I agree with their filings. I believe Mr. Loudner had every opportunity to present facts, to make a case. He was notified. We have proof of service. He knew about this process. Deb Gray could certainly speak to the education she tried to provide over the phone regarding what this process is and what it takes to have a viable claim cause of action. I believe it's very appropriate to dismiss all of these complaints.
Thank you. Now, I'm sorry, I should have asked for your opinion there, Kara, sooner. Any commissioner questions?
Ms. Greger, Ms. Semler, I mean, did Mr. Loudner understand that we've got, you know, a tradition of people not having to hire attorneys to, you know, participate in our process? We have pro se interveners and complainants not infrequently. He wasn't under the impression that he needed to hire legal counsel, was he?
This is Deb Greg from staff. No, he was not under that impression. We told him that we actually wrote out a separate complaint for him, processed, explained how he had to do everything, and even put out a list of questions that he might want to ask. None of that information was returned to us. Completed, so he did receive the information.
And I have one more, if that's okay, Mr. Chairman. So, Ms. Summer, given that, you know, we have the affidavits from the respondents and given that Mr. Loudner didn't appear today, from a legal position, then you don't think there's any question of material fact. I mean, a motion to dismiss would be acceptable.
I believe that they're in Black Hills Power, Black Hill Power's complaints, it might be appropriate to... There is some fact whether adequacy of service was provided. Clearly, when looking at their tariff, they don't have an obligation to provide 24-hour, 365-day-a-year service. So that's the one situation where I think possibly a summary judgment motion is appropriate, and Ms. Hagen did file for that request.
And Mr. Smith, I'm understanding those legal standards, right, as far as when the motion to dismiss would be appropriate as opposed to a motion for summary judgment?
Well, again, I think the issue is, do you have to consider anything in the nature of a fact? You know, if anything contained, for example, in the affidavit, I mean, to me, an important document for me was the affidavit of Mr. Simmons. Not merely with respect to his own complaint, but with respect to all of them, right, wherein I think, and I, to me, I mean, I, the other, just for example, just the affidavit of George Strandell, or I forgot who did the one for SDN, but just the fact that he's not a customer is a fact. I mean, unless we want to take the position that he failed to allege, you know, in his complaint that he was a customer, but I don't know. I guess the other side of it, too, as you guys, is that maybe, is that, I mean, we've noticed it as a motion for summary judgment. Affidavits, factual information has been presented by the various respondents. And it occurs to me that with a motion for summary judgment, that we end up adjudicating this on the merits. I mean, we're basically we're ruling that this is over. With a motion to dismiss, you've always got that problem with you can come back in. You know, you can start all over again and just have a. If it's on the grounds that you failed to state a claim, it's not always the case that you have a prejudice in that case. So my own belief would be that in all of these, I mean, some element of factual finding, most assuredly with respect to Midco, and I think all the other ones involve some element of stating that some factual information has been presented by all of these companies to state that they committed no violation of a law or rule, that they didn't damage Mr. Loudner, and the advantage of a motion for summary judgment in that case, I think the parties then get an adjudication on the merits, which if he's threatening now to go into a different forum, at least gives these guys a reason to argue that this case has already been heard in that other forum. If that makes sense.
Mr. Chair?
Absolutely. Commissioner Hansen?
I would agree with Mr. Smith. This I think that makes a great deal of sense to go to that direction to that extent. It's extraordinary that someone would bring all of these complaints and bring them against businesses that they aren't even doing business with, and to have it explained to them repeatedly, and then to simply not show up for any of the hearings. If we're looking at fairness above and beyond justice, we're from a standpoint of making it difficult for businesses to actually do the business that they're attempting to do and to provide the service to the customers. As a commissioner, I'm concerned that this type of a, short of calling it a racket, that someone could contact businesses and place them into a situation where they have to expend so much time that obviously that they, I'm sure they're still taking care of the business that they're supposed to, but it takes away and detracts from them being able to do the 100% job that they want to provide that good quality service to the other consumers. So it's really counterproductive when someone does something of this nature. Apparently, it's almost like a whim, because as I understand from Ms. Gregg, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it was explained to him several times that he's not even doing business with these companies, that he's bringing, that he's alleging that they didn't provide him service. Well, of course they're not providing service to him if he's never received a bill and he's not contracted with them to provide service to him. It's just got to be incredibly frustrating to work with an individual of this nature who was bringing complaints against a party that he just simply has no reason to bring a complaint against. And it's, like I say, it's potentially harmful to other consumers. So I'm frustrated by this, and I don't know what legal recourse there is for the companies that have, at least from my reading this and hearing what little testimony there's been, but reading through all of the complaints and information, I would think Mr. Loudner owes an apology to these companies. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Hansen. Just to make it very clear, there are some people on the phone who have not spoke. Anyone in the audience who would like to address any of these items on the phone or here in person, please speak up now. All right, hearing none, I think that we have given ample time and plenty of opportunity for anyone who wishes to speak on these a chance to speak. And if commissioners do not have any other concerns or questions, I think Commissioner Hansen summed up my concerns very nicely. I'll look for an action from any of the commissioners on these dockets.
Do you wish to take all of the dockets as one item, Mr. Smith, Commissioner Colbeck?
I would imagine since the complainant is this separately. Okay. We have a comment from the audience on that.
Brett Kaneke for Mid-Continent. I think separately would be preferable, certainly for my client, and I would expect for the rest as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any objection to handling them separately? Hearing none, I'll make the motion in the first one. I believe it is CT, not CE as listed on here. It is CE.
That's Black Hills Power, so that is electric.
Oh, electric, yeah. Absolutely. Consumer electric. Mm-hmm. CE08-001, in the matter of the complaint filed by Gary Loudner, Blackhawk, South Dakota, against Black Hills Corporation regarding electrical outages. I will motion that the commission grant a motion of summary judgment to this docket. Any discussion?
I am only curious, Mr. Chair. I think that's a proper motion. I'm just curious from what Mr. Smith's statements were earlier, if that satisfies the statements that he was making.
I think that what I might add to it, if you want to, is that the motion for summary judgment in favor of Black Hills Corporation, or was it Power Corporation, whoever the respondent is, I'm sorry. That be in favor of Black Hills Corporation. That, to me, that's a. Then you're recommending that we enter summary judgment on substance in favor of Black Hills.
All right, I will make my motion clearer. In CE08-001, I would motion today that the commission grant the motion for summary judgment in favor of Black Hills Power Corporation regarding the electrical outages in that above-referenced docket. Discussion. Hearing none, Commissioner Johnson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
And Commissioner Kovac votes aye on that also. The next item, we'll look for action on CT08-003.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that on CT08-003 that the commission enter a summary judgment in favor of Mid-Continent Communications.
Discussion. Hearing none, action. Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
And Commissioner Kovac votes aye also. The next item, CT08-004, action on that.
Mr. Chair, I would move that the commission in CT08-004 support a motion of summary judgment in substance in favor of Quest Corporation.
All right.
That's
discussion?
Entire motion. That's the entire motion.
All right. Thank you. Discussion. Action. Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
And Commissioner Kovac votes aye also. The next item, action on CT08-005. I will motion in the complaint of Mr. Loudner against SDN Communications. Motion for summary judgment in favor of SDN Communications in the above-referenced docket. Discussion. Any action? Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
And Commissioner Kovac was aye on that also. The next item, CT08-006, action.
In that docket, then, Mr. Chairman, I would move that the commission enter an order for summary judgment in favor of Golden West Telecommunications.
All right. Discussion? Hearing none. Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
And Commissioner Kobach votes aye also on that. That will conclude that hearing. And any other business before the commission that needs to be handled? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.